In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Back when I was a young teen, maybe 14 or 15, our family took a road trip to South Dakota. We made the usual stops: Mount Rushmore, Waldrug, the Great Corn Palace in Mitchell. One of the more interesting stops was in the Black Hills. And one of the things we did there was pan for gold. I don't know if you've ever had the chance to do that, but it was pretty interesting. And there's lots of different designs for pans used in gold panning. Ours were these shallow, ridged metal pans with a fine screen panel on one end, all designed to separate the gold from everything else. The gist of panning for gold is to dip the pan into the silt and the mud at the bottom of the river or the creek, and you pull up a mix of sand and rock and water and hopefully some gold. And after dipping, you have this gunk in the pan, and you wiggle it and you spin it, and with the gold being the heaviest and the densest item, it should sink to the bottom. That's how it's supposed to work. And as you gradually spin it and wiggle it, you let some of the water out and some of the sand spill out over the edge, and you can pick out and toss some of the rocks. And you do this for a bit, and as you get less and less stuff in your pan, hopefully you'll find a bit of gold at the bottom. That's the goal. That's the hope. Now what you discover is that most of your scoops produce absolutely no gold at all. It becomes an exercise in patience and diligence and hope. The only other option, of course, is to give up. Another lesson is that you're going to have to gather and sift through a lot of rocks and a lot of sand and a lot of mud to find the gold you're looking for. And your pan is going to get dirty and your hands are going to get dirty. But with enough hope and enough diligence and enough patience, you will discover the most important lesson of all. There's gold in them hills. There really is gold in that river. Every single one of us there collected gold from that little river. Now most of us, it was just tiny little flakes, tiny little clusters of flakes. But a few people got a little more. I remember it was either my dad or my brother got an actual little nugget, in which they could either keep or sell to the place that ran the activity. And they offered my dad, I think it was my dad, they offered him like $53 for this tiny little nugget of gold. This is back in the 80s. So you could get a little money from it. You could keep the gold. And plus, it was just plain exciting for everyone. But nobody would have gotten any gold if they weren't willing to put their pans in the river, if they weren't willing to get their fingers a little bit muddy. Today in the church, we celebrate Saint Fotini, the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus comes to the well in the middle of the day, high noon, asking for water. He says, "Give me a drink." But water isn't what Jesus is really after, is it? What he's really seeking is more precious than gold. Jesus is seeking a jewel of human being in the person of this woman named Fotini. Now, Fotini has incredible strength and wisdom and heart, and you might say pluck, above and beyond your average citizen. She not only finds faith in Jesus right there at the well, she goes back to her village and evangelizes thousands of people in one weekend. And after the resurrection, Fotini evangelized the city of Carthage, preaching and teaching to anyone who would listen, and later died a martyr's death at the hands of the Emperor Nero with unprecedented bravery. How and where did Jesus find this woman of gold? It might help to consider a few things. What did the world think of her? What did her neighbors think of her? What did the disciples think of her? Well, she didn't have any friends to go to the well with her. That much we know. That's part of the reason she was there alone. She'd been married and divorced 5 times. Not exactly babysitter material in that society. To her neighbor, she was definitely more sand than gold. What about Jesus' disciples? What do they think of her? Well, they don't like her any better. She's mixed race. The Samaritans were mixed race, Gentile and Jew. She was the wrong religion. She was the wrong sex. What's Jesus doing talking to a woman is what they say to each other when they get back. They were really suspicious. They saw Fotini as more mud than gold, maybe even more so than their neighbors did. Perhaps most importantly than either of those, what did this woman think of herself? I'm sure she felt inferior to everyone. Her first question proves it. When Jesus asks for a drink, she says, "How can a Jewish teacher speak to me, a lowly Samaritan?" You can almost see her shrinking back. And if that weren't enough, when Jesus asks about her husband, she cleverly hides the fact that she's currently living with a man she's not married to. All she says is, "I have no husband." As plucky a woman as she is underneath, there's definitely a layer of self-doubt on the top. So back to my question, how and where did Jesus find this woman of gold? Jesus didn't barricade himself in the temple and only accept the most religious. He didn't just search the synagogues. No, he went out into the mean world to find this woman. To use a little of his own imagery, he searched the highways and the hedges. Jesus specifically went to where the world didn't think you could find light. He went to those his own disciples did not yet think worthy of his presence. But where others saw impure, and where others saw unclean, and where others saw tainted, where others saw mud, Jesus saw gold. Where others saw mud, Jesus saw gold. Jesus put his pan in the muddy river and found this amazing, loving, powerful woman buried under the brokenness of the world. If you're not willing to get your hands a little dirty, you'll never find the gold. Not in yourself, not in your neighbor, not in the world. And that is a tremendous loss for you. Two final thoughts from this lesson for us today. One is that the world out there is full of gold. And by that I mean the world God made is full of light, and it's full of love, and it's full of wonder, and it's full of value. It's a world teeming with beauty and amazement. And yes, admittedly, a lot of that is buried in brokenness and sin and sorrow. No one's saying it isn't. But your job, or maybe better put, your calling, is to find the light, to find what is beautiful out in the world, because it is there and it is good. You've been sealed in the Holy Spirit for a reason, to harvest what is good among the broken. In other words, use your pan to sift through the sand and the mud to find the gold in them hills. And the second thing to remember, you also are gold. You also are the beauty. You may feel sometimes mud-covered or rock-encrusted or buried by the sand at the bottom of life's river. But brothers and sisters, that's where the gold is. That's where the gold lies. And as sure as Jesus found Fotini and her entire village, by the same certainty, he will find you if you let him. Amen.